You're listening to SBS News.
The son of Lebanese migrants, Bilal Akawi, has enjoyed a meteoric rise and is now touted as Australia's next world champion. His success was built on the shoulders of his family.
Who's this?
Amudi.
No, it's Bilal. It's Australia's next world champion.
Al Akawi is speaking with his young niece on the front porch of their family home in Sydney's western suburbs. The next world champion he's referring to is his 25-year-old nephew, Bilal, who last month joined an elite list of Australians to fight and win at New York's Madison Square Garden. From the lofty heights of boxing's Mecca and a five-month intensive training camp in the United States, under the tutelage of boxing megastar Saul Canelo Alvarez, Bilal has finally returned home.
I was just excited to be back. It's like, it's good because, you know, you're on a high, you've just won, you're in New York, then you come back home and then you're on another high, so it's pretty good.
And finally, some home cooking to look forward to.
You got a favourite dish?
Too many, but I'd probably go for the vine leaves with the rice inside.
The Akawi family has lived in this house since moving from Lebanon in the 1970s. The olive trees in the front yard were planted by Bilal's grandfather all those years ago. Bilal's Uncle Al explains how the Akawi family is a true migrant success story.
You name it, what do we got in the family? We've got taxi drivers, we've got nurses, we've got hairdressers, we've got a psychologist, we've got a couple of lawyers. So we're doing the best we can and we've made the most of it. And this home has always been support.
As the lights of boxing burn brighter for his nephew Bilal, now ranked fourth in the world and undefeated after 20 fights, Al says it's his family who will remind him of who he is and where he came from.
He's a well-grounded kid already. You know, he's been raised with great values, God-fearing, and he's already got some great morals and values. So he's already grounded, but should it ever happen, then he's not too far away from his uncle or his dad or anyone to quickly pull him into line. Not that we've needed to do that because he is extremely well-grounded.
Bilal is also aware of how important family can be in a sport where fighters can be chewed up and spat out by promoters, often discarded almost as quickly as they are discovered.
You know, if you know things don't work out, you always got your home, you always got your family. You know, they're always going to be there. You know, the more you succeed in this sport, the more people, you know, are drawn in, are attracted. As soon as you fail, they'll be quick to go, but your family's there through the ups and downs. So that definitely, you got to have that.
And boxing runs thick in the Akawi blood. Three uncles have fought at state level and Bilal's father, Mick, was touted as Australia's hardest hitter back in his day. This is Mick landing a punch in a bout way back in 1987. His career was sadly cut short by a car accident. But family history aside, Al Akawi says they initially tried all they could to discourage Bilal from the fighter's life.
Be honest with you, did we want him to take up professional boxing? You would have heard it many times before possibly, but no. It's a tough sport. You know, you probably, like we said to him, you're probably going to earn more per hour working at McDonald's, you know, than you would for all the times you put in the gym.
But it didn't dissuade Bilal, who's become a role model in his family as he emerges as the next big thing in Australian boxing. Bilal is now back in training and will return to the US next month for a showdown in Las Vegas in May. The boxer will again feature on the same card as one of the world's best pound-for-pound fighters, Canelo Alvarez, as he continues to forge a reputation in America under renowned trainer Eddie Reynoso.
We're looking at getting a world title within this year. You know, Eddie Reynoso, he's guiding my path to the title.
It's destiny. It's pre-written. You know, we have faith in God and we just know that's, you know, that's his path.
Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.